ఆక్యుపేషన్ నేమ్ మౌరీన్ రూయిస్ MAUREEN RUIZ డేట్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ 8/17/1953 డేట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొసీజర్ February 13, 2024 ఫిజిషియన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ బాబుమోహన్ కమా MD రిఫరింగ్ డాక్టర్ ఫ్రాంక్ యానేజ్ FRANKYANEZ ఇండికేషన్ GERD కొలోరెక్టల్ క్యాన్సర్ స్క్రీనింగ్ ప్రొసీజర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఇసోఫాగస్ డోర్నోస్కోపీ విత్ బయాప్సీ కొలోనోస్కోపీ కమా ఇన్కంప్లీట్ description of procedure informed consent was obtained possible complications of the procedure including bleeding infection perforation regression as well as a possibility of missing a lesion such as malignancy were all explained to the patient was put on a surgical patient of parallel portion set as procedure which will lubricate the procedure gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and by the average the duodenum careful examination made of the duodenum bulb second and third portion duodenum stomach GE junction esophagus a retroflex view was obtained of the cardia air was sucked from stomach before the gastroscope this concluded the upper endoscopy exam the patient was then turned around to posterior colonoscopy exam the digital was performed for lubricate from posterior colonoscopy into the rectum that was in direct vision to what appeared to be the splenic flexure further advancement was not possible due to fixed resistance at the level of the sigmoid colon the procedure was therefore aborted due to high risk for perforation patient recovered well post procedure only complications findings upper endoscopy Z line 35 cm regular half cm hiatal hernia was noted stomach numerous polyps were noted medium sized now a couple of them were biopsied for histology biopsy of antrum and body taken together for Helicobacter pylori duodenum normal biopsy taken for celiac disease colonoscopy exam diverticulosis small and large extensive in the sigmoid colon with fixed restricted colon in this area passage of a pediatric colonoscope was very difficult however despite negotiating this area further advancement was not possible due to restricted mobility of the scope secondary to fixed resistance of the sigmoid colon the procedure was therefore aborted due to high risk of perforation small to medium sized external non bleeding hemorrhoids were noted on retroflex view impression half centimeter hiatal hernia stomach polyps diverticulosis fixed restrictive sigmoid colon plan follow up in the office to discuss biopsy results continue present medications recommend GERD precautions avoid NSAIDs consume high fiber diet in terms of colorectal cancer screening colonoscopy discuss with patient about future procedures versus Cologuard versus CT colonography if patient wishes to continue with colonoscopy recommend performing the procedure at Orlando Health or Advent Health Hospital using an enteroscope end of dictation